But what about a bird of a very different kind? An ostrich, to be precise. Do you remember the mad yellow ostrich who was the companion of comedian Bernie Clifton? I bet you do. David Clayton has been looking back to the summer season days of the 1970s and has discovered that Bernie and that ostrich have had a long and happy relationship with our part of the country. Here's David himself to tell you about it.
Bernie Clifton is forever etched in our minds astride a mad yellow ostrich, but of course he isn't. It's a clever illusion and hilariously funny. Bernie is halfway through his 80s, has been on the stage for more than six decades, and is now well into national treasure status. He's no stranger to our part of the world, with summer seasons at Lowestoft's Sparrow's Nest Theatre in 1977, the Windmill in Great Yarmouth in 1981, and then a Norwich Theatre Royal Panto with Let's Talk's Keith Skipper in 1982. He packed them in during the summer season at the Sparrow's Nest Theatre, where one of the young dancers was 16-year-old Caroline Jones, who would later become better known as actress Caroline Quentin. If she cut a dash on the Strictly dance floor a season or two back, she'd learnt the rudiments on stage in Lowestoft in 1977. While staying on a farm in Corton during his Great Yarmouth season a few years later, Bernie indulged himself in a new hobby, that of microlight flying. "There were hardly any regulations back then," he recalls. As a gimmick to publicise his Yarmouth summer show, he rang a national newspaper to offer a novel picture opportunity. He'd don his ostrich costume and pose with his microlite. The newspaper bit straight away and sent a photographer. Bernie and ostrich duly posed. The photographer wondered whether Bernie could get into the microlite. "I'm wearing this ostrich," was Bernie's first response. Not to mention the fact the pilot's seat was somewhat small. He squeezed himself and the ostrich into it. The photographer snapped away, but still wasn't happy. "You couldn't just taxi down the field." Bernie struggled to fettle the controls whilst fully suited. "What if you just took off a few feet into the air?" Somehow, he and the ostrich managed it. Then came the inevitable. "Could you manage to fly around a bit?" The photographer had his picture, but spare a thought for any residents of Corton who might have glanced upwards to see a big yellow ostrich flying a microlite. "I'd never turn work down," Bernie recalls, and so his only way of getting to Newquay for a Sunday show was to fly. He got to know Keith Nunn, the chief instructor then at Seething Airfield, who offered to take him. "I took a student too," Keith remembers. "So that was three of us in a four-seater plane. Then there was the ostrich, a trunk of props, and an eight-foot rubber shark." Life with Bernie Clifton was never dull. When he came to work around Norfolk and Suffolk, he'd stay with bandleader and agent Chick Applin and his wife Jill in Thorpe End, and he was there the night before his memorable appearance on the Royal Variety Show in 1979. As with many acts before him and after, the success on that show raised his profile hugely. He was in even greater demand for cabaret and TV shows. Chick Applin died in 1980, but his son Nick remembers the fun of having Bernie come and stay. "He once had to repair the ostrich and did so on our dining room table. He even put on a surgical mask," laughs Nick. More recently, Bernie surprised the panel on The Voice with his fine singing. The show has the judges facing away from the contestants and spinning round if they like what they hear. Bernie entered the TV show under his real surname of Quinn, so they wouldn't know who he was. In the end, no judge spun round, but Bernie had made a point at aged 79. He'd started in the business as a singer, doing a few gags, but Les Dawson suggested he do something different to stand out from all the other acts. Bernie worked with him on the Good Old Days TV show. "You're okay, son, but only doing what loads of other acts are doing," is what he'd said. Bernie took heed. He'd always loved visual comedy. "I started with the lionskin hearthrug doing a cod ventriloquism routine and doing stuff with biscuit tins." The infamous Oswald the Ostrich came along later. The idea came from seeing someone in a carnival parade seemingly astride a chicken, Bernie recalls. "I got Peter Pullen, the prop maker, who'd made Rod Hull's emu, to make me an ostrich. When I went to try it on, I ran out into the street and it stopped the traffic. I thought, we've got something here." He certainly had. Bernie was one of the veteran entertainers in the reality show Last Laugh in Vegas, where he and the ostrich made it on stage in Las Vegas. "I got a standing ovation," he tells me proudly. He's still performing when the pandemic allows. "I'm relatively fit for an 85-year-old. He has a one-man show from Crackerjack to Vegas, awaiting bookings. "It was great to catch up with an entertainer I'd known and worked with some 40 years ago. We laughed as we recalled this, that and the other story, and Bernie has plenty of them. They were important years for him, and he was very complimentary about our neck of the woods. It played a crucial part in my career."
Thank you, David, and good luck to Bernie as he continues to perform.